everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contacts! Contacts! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. It's the Radio Now crew, Elliot King, filling in for Joe. He's on vacation. Liv the web girl hanging out. Producer Porkchop back in the building from vacation. You know what this feels like to me? It feels like, you know, you guys were a happy home, and then the show was the wife, Joe was the dad, and it got separated. And I'm coming in like the stepdad.
You are such a stepdad.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you guys love me, but I don't know if it's going to work.
I feel like it's working.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a great stepdad.
I'm not trying to replace Joe. That's the thing. That's what all stepdads say, right? I'm not trying to be your new dad.
And I have no background with step-parents, but I feel like that is like the good step-parent.
Yeah, for sure. So we got a bunch of stuff to do on this Thursday morning. Liv, what'd you do yesterday, though?
Yesterday, I worked literally all day, and then after ran some errands, and I am pretty exhausted. But hey, I'm just happy it's Thursday.
Because yeah.
Thursday is like the pregame to Friday.
Right.
And that's important.
Yeah. Friday Junior. I always use it like a Friday
exactly.
Dress rehearsal.
Yeah. And I went to a cycle bar because we have this like huge, huge event going on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually like so much fun. So it like helped the day go by quicker. Cause, like I had to literally work like all day yesterday, but like it was fun here. And then I went to my second job and it was so much fun. So
yeah.
It wasn't bad.
You stayed busy.
Yes.
Porkchop, what'd you do?
I did something epic yesterday, and Liv, you are going to be so proud of me.
I am.
Actually, I sent you a photo on Instagram in your DMs. Did you see it yesterday?
No, I did not.
Uh-oh. This is life changing. This is
really?
New Porkchop. Yes.
I'm looking at the photo right now.
You slid into Liv's DMs?
Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you, Porkchop. I'm going to start crying. Porkchop went grocery shopping.
Wow.
I went grocery shopping. And not only that, Liv, what's the price?
$35.87.
And $1 of that was my dog's treats, so don't even count that.
Wow.
So I spent $34 on groceries for a week, and it's all healthy stuff.
Oh my gosh, he got almond milk.
Yes.
He got honey wheat bread.
Yeah.
He got some rotisserie chicken. He got some Klaus pickles. Dang, Klaus pickles are the bomb.
Dang.
You got some Fiber One bars. Oh, your digestion is going to get fixed. Those will clear you right out.
Right up.
I got Honey Nut Cheerios.
Man.
So I got breakfast and lunch covered for a week, and I only spent $34. I'm going to be healthy up in here.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
So sometimes Porkchop will say things, and he's like, oh, like he'll build a ton of hype for it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, not always, but sometimes it can fall a little flat. It absolutely did not. You didn't hype this up enough.
You didn't disappoint.
I am so proud of you. I've been telling Porkchop to go grocery shopping for about like 7 months, maybe.
Well, the thing is, so we got paid yesterday. Usually when I get paid, I'm already broke. I had some extra money left over, so I was like, I'm going to go shopping.
I'm surprised you only spent $30-something dollars.
It's Kroger, dude. It was supposed to be $45.
Yeah.
And then I typed in my little phone number thing, and the deduction's just... And I was like,
just got all those deals.
Yeah, and but on a sad note yesterday, the steakhouse was a little too slow, so they're like, hey, Porkchop, do you want the day off? And I was like, yes. So I pretty much slept all afternoon and went shopping.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a sad note. I mean, you guess you're not making money from the other job, but you got more time off and got to sleep.
Yeah. Anyways, was your day any better yesterday?
It was not. I was going to go to the psycho bar.
I know you should have. I'm not joking. I want both of you all to come.
I will. I think today. today I will. Actually, I have a little surprise today. Okay. And then maybe, are you going today or is that tomorrow?
Yes. No, I'll be there tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah,
that's
I will
great.
Be there tonight. So come tonight. Pork Chop, Elliot, come tonight.
I will.
I will get you signed up for a class.
Yes, and I have a little surprise coming up later in the show, maybe in like about an hour or so.
Okay.
I'll tell you about
it.
But
yeah, because Liv was telling us about like this class and it, like the different music that they're going to have. And the one was like Lil Jon versus
Lil
Wayne.
Yeah, that one was last night. That was a totally booked class.
That's the one I wanted to be
in. So you didn't go, but we're both going to go today, right?
Yeah, we're definitely going to go.
Did you do anything else yesterday?
I did not. No. I did a lot of sleeping.
Did you?
How long did you nap for yesterday? Because when I first started this job, like in the morning, I would nap for literally 6 hours.
That's not a nap. That's just full on sleep.
Yeah.
So everyone listening right now is obviously someone that wakes up early. So you're a virgin to waking up early.
Yeah,
so
I don't,
tell us all about it.
I don't do this. This is like usually when I go to sleep because I just stay up all night doing nothing. I mean, I'm not productive with my nights at all either, but I just stay up. You know, I play video games, watch Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been rough. Like, I've been getting to bed on time. Like, I'm
in
bed.
Like, what time? What time's on time?
Like, 11 at the latest. Like, I'm in bed.
Okay.
And then I'm falling asleep.
That's what I do.
It's late, but that happens.
Yeah. But yeah, once I get out of here, like, I just go home and crash and probably at least from like 11 to 2-ish.
Okay. Yeah. That's average.
Is that too bad?
No, that's like, honestly, like when I used to nap, when I had time to nap, like after the show, that was like what my nap time would be.
Yeah. So, all right.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Gwen Stefani's ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale, is blocking her from marrying Blake Shelton.
What?
Yeah, Gwen reportedly petitioned to the Vatican to have her and Gavin's 13-year marriage annulled so that Gwen and Blake could get married in the Catholic Church. But Rossdale is challenging the petition. An insider said the church cannot condone a marriage after a divorce unless the marriage isn't recognized in the first place, and Gavin refuses to say their marriage never existed. Gavin isn't going to pretend he wasn't married just because it makes Gwen's life easier. He thinks it's wrong and stupid. He isn't going to let Gwen sweep their marriage under the rug. If the annulment were granted, that would mean that not only did their marriage never exist, but their three children would also be deemed illegitimate.
Wow.
This is not true. Like,
what
I'm reading this.
Yeah.
I know. My aunt and uncle got an annulment. I'm Catholic in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that it just never existed.
Yeah.
That your children become, like, illegitimate. It's just, like, an annulment. You can, like, try to get an annulment done when there was something in their relationship that was greater that caused it to end. That was something that was so much greater. Like, you know, if mental illness could be a reason why. If, like, one of the partners, like, ends up getting diagnosed with mental illness or, like, in its, like, an extreme case of, like, bipolar or schizophrenia or, like, something like that, whatever, like, you can, like, apply to have an annulment. Like,
right.
There's ways to apply to have an annulment, and that doesn't mean that your children are now illegitimate or that the marriage never existed.
Yeah,
that's just
wild.
Not true.
He's just hating. He just doesn't want to see Gwen happy and get married again.
Yes. A judge in Los Angeles ruled that there's enough evidence for Hayden Panettiere's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, to face a felony charge in connection to a domestic violence incident involving the actress.
No.
Yeah. A cop testified in court that Hickerson viciously beat Panettiere 3 times in 2 days back in May.
What?
Prosecutors say that the Nashville actress sustained injuries and bruises to her arms, ear, and neck area. They also said that he hit her on the face, causing her to get dizzy. So sad.
That's a shame.
Ryan Seacrest reportedly has a new girlfriend, model Larissa Schott. The 44-year-old American Idol and live host was spotted kissing, the 24-year-old Larissa during a vacation in France last month, and now she has finally been identified. Larissa was a contestant on America's Next Top Model Cycle 22 back in 2015, and she has since done work for Smashbox, Urban Decay, Nylon, and Gucci.
Wow.
Ryan split from his longtime girlfriend, Shayna Taylor, back in February. Yeah, 44 and 24.
20-year difference.
Damn.
Ooh.
Megan Rapinoe gave a speech about the diversity of the U.S. women's national soccer team at the New York City Parade, celebrating their giant win this past weekend.
This group is so resilient, is so tough. has such a sense of humor. It's just so badass. Like, there's nothing that can phase this group. We have pink hair and purple hair. We have tattoos and dreadlocks. We got white girls and black girls and everything in between. Straight girls and gay girls. Hey!
That sounds like it needs to turn into a song.
Yes.
You got tattoos, dreadlocks,
yes.
Gay girls, straight girls.
That's garbage.
Radio Now, Telly King hanging out with Liv the Web Girl and producer Porkchop while Joe's on vacation. Liv, you ever been kicked out of something for something you were wearing?
Oh, yes.
No, not for something I was wearing, I don't think. Maybe sometime in like my Catholic school days.
Oh, yeah. Like you're not allowed to show your belly button and stuff.
Oh, gosh, no. Are you serious, Elliot? What? No, of course you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. Now, my school was pretty strict, too. I went to a private Christian school. I couldn't even have braids.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Dude, I did, too, growing up.
Like, really?
I went to a private Christian school that was super
strict.
Wow, we're
all private school kids.
Yeah, we're all rebels now.
So true.
That's my intimidating growl, I guess. I don't know.
I'll take it. But yeah, somebody almost got kicked out for something they were wearing, right,
yes.
Liv?
Yeah. So this Houston woman, she was on a flight, and she almost got kicked off because of what she was wearing.
Oh, dang. What airline was this?
It was American Airlines. So, yes, American Airlines, we're calling you out.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know there was a dress code for
airlines. Yeah, so there technically is a dress code. So, the dress code basically says that, like, you have to have shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
typical.
Like, you have to be, like, covered up to a certain extent.
Okay. I mean, so, expected.
I guess, yeah.
Right. Which I feel like that's, like, for any kind of public place
right.
Besides like a bar.
But when I do like to travel, I do like to relax. So I will wear like gym shorts and a white tee.
Yeah.
Maybe some pajama pants. Is
right.
that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. You're covered up.
Yeah.
You wear pajama pants on a flight?
Yeah, when you fly, if it's a long flight, you want to be relaxed.
Yes.
So you got to be comfortable.
And it helps.
Why not sweatpants?
It's kind of the same thing.
No, sweatpants are different from pajama pants.
I agree. It's kind of the same thing. I actually don't own sweatpants.
So you wear legit pajama pants on a flight?
I would.
What kind of material are we talking? Are we talking like cotton or are we talking like Willy Wonka's grandparents? Linen?
Silk?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to retract. I wear gym shorts.
Okay, thank you.
But I would.
I think wearing pajamas like out in public is the weirdest thing in the entire world. Entire world.
Well, you don't know what people's pajamas are, though. People sleep in different things.
Well, that's true, but I'm saying,
actual
pajamas.
Okay.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back to the story. That was so distracting. No, so this girl tried to get on the flight, and then right when she was about to take her seat, the flight attendant came up and said, hey, like, we're going to have to talk to you back there.
Ooh.
And they, like, told her, like, hey, you can't be on the flight
Ooh.
Because of what you're wearing,
Ooh.
Whatever. And she had her, like, 7-year-old son with her,
oh.
too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's causing
and so,
a scene.
Yeah, and she was like, are you kidding me? And, and she's a family physician. And so I'm not sure if she, like, tried to use that as, like, some clout. But somehow, some way, she got herself back in her seat, which good for her. And then she tweeted about it, and it's gone viral. And American Airlines refunded her flight. But I'm like, that's almost not enough. So I'm going to show you what she was wearing.
Yes.
Okay.
And tell me if you think, like, yeah, I could see her getting stopped for that.
All right.
Ready? I'm showing you the picture, and I'm going to post this picture at Radio Now AM Show on Instagram, at Radio Now AM Show. I'm going to post this picture.
I think I've seen worse.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nah.
So you're like, Elliot, not bad.
Nah.
You're kind of like, no.
Yeah,
nah,
it's not bad.
In my opinion, it looks a little tight, and I would want to be comfortable and loose while flying, but I think it's fine.
When I saw this picture, I was so enraged. I was absolutely flabbergasted. Someone would have the audacity to stop her from going on a flight for what she is wearing. That is not bad.
Describe
it,
though.
That is literally, okay, so she's wearing a romper, okay?
Yeah.
So that is, like, one of those, like, tops that's also a short, and it is just, it's sleeveless. So it's like a,
like a tube top.
Yeah, like a tube top. It's a tube top romper, but it is, like, fine. It's covering everything that needs to be covered. She doesn't have a lot of cleavage out. Like, I just don't understand. It's not like her butt is showing.
No.
I
have seen people wear way less clothing on flights.
Yeah. Is it because it's, like, tie-dye and rainbow colored? Is she like LGBTQ or something?
No, she's not. It's just she was coming back from a vacation, a family vacation from Jamaica. So it's tropical.
I think.
Like, that's not why. But so she says that it is sexist and racial. That's why she got stopped, and I 1,000% agree with her.
It has to be.
That's a shame.
It's got to be. I'm going to post this picture at Radio Now AM show, and I'm going to put up a poll. Vote if you think that this was inappropriate or not.
It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. Obviously, I'm not Joe. It's Elliot King filling in here on Radio Now. Joe's still on vacation. I think he made it across the border. I think he's in Canada now.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. We'll see if they detain him or not.
Honestly, I could so see that happening for some weird reason.
But I'll do my best to do the Joe's Need to Know News. There's a miscommunication at a bakery, which led to an interesting birthday cake. Mom was ordering a cake for her daughter and wanted it to be Moana themed, like the Disney movie, right?
Oh, I love that movie.
Right? And when I read the story, I was like, oh, that's cute for your little daughter. And like, no, the daughter was turning 25 years old.
Oh, okay.
No judgments, but you know, I was a little thrown off by that.
Dude, I had an ex that actually would watch Moana every single night before he would go to bed.
He's singing along?
He would always like watch something scary. And then he would be too scared when he was like going to bed, so he would turn Moana on.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like me. If I watch something scary, I have to watch something like
that.
Yeah. Anyway, so the bakery misheard the woman when she called in and thought she said marijuana instead of Moana. But the bakery still did a pretty good job. Like, they made a My Little Pony horse puffing out smoke, and its eyes were, like, bloodshot red.
Oh, my gosh! That's hilarious!
Yeah, and had, like, a little a big old cannabis leaf on it.
Yeah, wait. And the fact that she was 25, too, there's no, like, harm in it. Like, that's funny.
Right, yeah. She would be like, oh, that's it's still a good cake.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, it was definitely the wrong theme. The kids from Stranger Things make more an episode than most people do all year. Unless you're rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
But it's a gross amount for, like, kids who can't even, like, drive yet. Like, for example, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes.
On the high end, she's bringing in $350,000 per episode.
That's more than I'll probably ever make.
Yeah, like, total.
Ever, yeah.
So, like, just to give you, like, a clue of how this looks, the average American salary is around $47,000.
Jeez.
Millie Bobby Brown makes almost $32,000 in just 1 8-hour day.
That is honestly so insane. Pork Chop's so upset right now. You went into the wrong career field. I'm sorry. Also, I just started watching Stranger Things.
Yes.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
They are so good.
Millie Bobby Brown is awesome. Another licking video has surfaced.
No.
Yep. Apparently people think licking things is funny. This one takes place in a doctor's office, of all places.
Ew. No. Yeah. Don't finish a story.
I have to.
Okay, what happened?
So the girl was waiting in the waiting room. You know, usually they leave you there waiting for a long time. She takes out one of the tongue depressors in the jar, licks it, and then puts it back into the jar.
No! Okay, I have so many problems with this. So many problems with this. What sick and twisted human, and just, like, selfish. Like, people are going there because they're sick, and then their immune systems are down, and then they're going to get whatever gross sickness you have that you're in the doctor's office for.
Yeah, that's just a bad idea all around, and it's not even funny. But what was funny was her caption.
Okay, what was the caption?
Because clearly there's a sign that says, you know, please do not touch medical supplies. But the girl's caption said, don't tell me how to live my life.
Okay, and, that's actually bad, right? Buddy, yeah.
So that part was funny, but the other thing was kind of gross. A new park in Philadelphia is releasing, like, high-pitched noises that only teens and young adults can hear to, like, keep teens out of the parks, like, at late at night to stop them from vandalism. It's called the Mosquito.
Interesting.
So maybe we should, like, take you out to a park to see if, like, who can hear it on the team.
Right. Right. Wait, that's so interesting. Like, is the sound supposed to, like, deter them? Like, almost like the high whistle for dogs?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dog whistle except for humans.
Kind of...
Okay.
I mean, I can hear that.
Okay, yeah, yes. I can hear that.
Yeah, that would keep me out of a park. A man was robbing a store to try to pay for his daughter's kidney transplant, but when he found out, this was also in Philadelphia, so Philadelphia's going through some stuff right now. But when he found out that the money wasn't going to cover the cost of his the daughter's kidney transplant, like he gave it back, and like he's like, you know what, this isn't even worth it, and just walked out.
Okay, this is like a very strange story. Why wouldn't you just like rob a couple other places to collect the money?
Yeah, to add to your
Exactly. Like, I mean, some money is better than no money. Also, like robbing, yeah, that's not good. But I mean, someone help this guy out. His daughter needs a kidney transplant. I mean, sheesh.
Yeah, like if I was like, this isn't going to cover it. Better go rob somebody else now.
Exactly. Like if I was like working in a convenience store or wherever he robbed, I'd be like, honestly, bro, like take the money.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Joe's need to know news. We do this every day. Thank you guys.
You
around
did
this
so
time.
Well. Right. So well, Elliot.
Yeah, if you didn't like it, send all your hate mail to Joe Pesh Radio. Radio Now, it's Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Liv, we all know that in any friend group, there's always like certain types of people, right?
Yes, yeah. So there's certain types of people. In every friend group, you'll find four key personalities, all right? So I'm going to tell you.
There's only four?
Yes. I'm going to tell you, Elliot, and you, Pork Chop, what these four key personalities are. I mean, they can be like sub people, but like these are the four key ones.
Okay.
And we're going to determine who's who.
Okay.
Okay, so it says every best friend crew has a queen bee. She's the one rocking a blowout, flawless manicure, a perfectly coordinated outfit, no matter what the occasion. She enjoys the finer things in life. You'll find the queen bee hustling her way onto the guest list of a new club, signing up for a Saturday morning soul cycle or cycle bar.
Ooh.
Or treating herself to a deep cleansing facial.
Mm, okay.
Now there's the flake. We all have that one friend who, no matter how hard she tries, just can't seem to stick to plan. She's the girl who turns up an hour late for brunch, forgets to Venmo her share of the check, and whose phone always seems to have to run out of battery.
This sounds like that could be you, Liv.
I'm not done.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I need to hear the rest of them before I make my assessment.
The mama bear. Mm. The mama bear feels like she has to look after everyone. She's the one you'll find planning your night, splitting the bill evenly, and then calling the Uber so that everyone gets home safely.
Okay.
The party girl isn't ready to take adulting seriously, and all she wants to do is drink and have a good time. Unsurprisingly, the party girl and every crew is the fun one. She will know where the hottest bands are playing, where the best happy hours are, and whose house parties are worth crashing. This type of girl suffers from a serious case of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yep.
She'll turn up to any and every event, and she'll usually be the last one to leave.
Mm.
Now, I want to go around. Who do you think you identify as? And then we'll go around and tell. So, Elliot, who do you think you are in the group?
I feel like it's hard because I don't feel like I necessarily fall into any of these categories.
Okay.
But no, I'm going to go.
Pork Chop, put down your. He's like holding up what he thinks.
No, I'm holding up all of them.
Just
in case he forgets.
I'm going to say the.
Whoops, my bad.
Yeah. I'm going to say probably maybe the flake.
Okay.
That seems like me because I always like get hyped to do things and then I don't always do the things.
Yeah.
Well, you accused me of being a flake a couple months ago.
Because
you wanted to go to Dave and Buster's or something. I said I'm going to try to go and then I didn't because I got tired or something.
Yeah.
But now you understand the morning tiredness.
Yeah, yeah. Now I live it, so yeah. I get it.
Okay, so Pork Chop, who do you think you are in the group?
I think this is pretty easy. I am definitely the mama bear.
Okay, and I think that I'm the party girl.
Okay.
Now, what do you all think I am?
I think you're somewhere between the queen bee and the party girl.
Yeah, I was going to say queen bee. If I had to choose one, I would say
really?
I think you were party girl, and then you're growing in
to
your queen bee. You're making the transition.
I will say, I party way less now.
Right.
And I don't have as bad as FOMO. I mean, my FOMO was excruciatingly bad.
Yeah.
Excruciating. But I moved away from all of my friends from college.
Right.
And I've been moved away for 2 years now. So you have to learn to get over the FOMO. So
yeah.
I feel like that's why I might not be the party girl as much anymore.
But I feel like, honestly, Liv, every one of these categories you somehow fit because you can be a flake too. Like, for instance, your Irish goodbye. Like, that is such a flaky characteristic.
That is a flaky move. That it, yeah. And my phone is literally always about to die.
Yeah, like you never respond to emails or texts.
If I make hardcore plans, mm-hmm. I very, very rarely dip out on those.
What's a hardcore plan? For instance, I texted you the other day and said, let's play tennis, and you said on Friday, maybe.
So yeah.
Like, that's well, not a hardcore plan.
I said on Friday, maybe, because I'm working a 12-hour day on Friday.
Flake, no.
I'm working literally 5 a.m. Yeah. to 5 p.m. on Friday. So I'm like, maybe, depending on how I'm feeling. And you just said that you flaked on Elliot because of our early schedules. You were too tired for something.
All right,
and
all right.
That's why I said maybe, because I don't want to make concrete plans, because then I'll have to follow through with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so when she says maybe, that's not a hardcore
exactly.
plan.
Exactly.
But she said definitely we'll do it at this specific time on this yeah. specific day.
So I think, Elliot, I think you're the party girl a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And oh, yeah. I think a little bit of the mama bear. Like, very little bit. You hide your mama bear pretty well.
Well, I do care for my friends when we're
out. You are,
out
like,
and
one of the most, like, loyal people ever. And, like, you can be, like, responsible. And, like, yeah. make sure everyone's okay.
Especially when all my friends get drunk and I'm not drunk.
Exactly.
But he's definitely the party. I really haven't hung out with Elliot too much yet.
Yeah.
And, but from your Instagram, uh-huh. like, videos and all the videos
he's
you post.
He's definitely a party.
Yeah, definitely the party.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
I'll take that.
Buddy, and Pork Chop, your mama bear. I mean, there's no... There's no which way about it. Pork Chop's mama bear. Yeah. That's the easiest.
He keeps the show going, keeps everybody on their
yeah,
P's and Q's.
Yeah, he is like constantly making sure like I'm okay, I'm in check.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
Oh, so
it was that a Barney impression?
Yeah, because I'm mama bear, so I'm just
yeah,
saying,
it wasn't
mama
that
dinosaur.
One wasn't as strong as they normally are.
I love you. Is it am I getting worse?
I think you're getting worse. Okay.
Maybe you're losing it.
But we want to know, where do you fall? What kind of friend are you? Tweet at us at Radio Now AM Show.
Radio Now, Talia King, Liv the Web Girl hanging out. Liv, producer Porkchop says he's had a surprise for us.
I know what the surprise
is. Just walked into the building.
What is up, Mr. Joey Chestnut?
Oh, hey. Man, great to be back here. Got the 12th title.
Nice.
12th hot dog belt. And
how are you feeling?
I'm finally recovered. I actually had a hot dog this morning for the first
time.
First one since 4th of July. And yeah, it's great to be back here.
You had a casual hot dog, like just for fun?
For fun. I ate it slowly with just mustard. Didn't dip the bun in water at all.
Okay, so I have... So explain if people listening don't know who you are.
Well, I pretty much have the best job in the world. I travel around the country, and there's eating contests, and I usually win. And I'm a 12-time hot dog eating champion, and
I just listened to a podcast, and they were calling you one of the best athletes of all time.
Well, I don't know about all that.
One of the best competitors
of
all time.
Definitely competitors, for sure.
I'm a competitor, but it's eating. I'm really lucky that somehow they found a way to measure it, and I came out on top.
Right. Okay, and he's also rocking. He's got this ginormous belt. The Nathan's belt.
Yes.
I do. Is it heavy?
It looks heavy.
Oh, my gosh. No, wait. This is actually heavy.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. This is absolutely incredible. So, 2019 world champion of the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Yes.
That is crazy. So, do you get nervous before
Absolutely.
The contest?
I'm a shy guy. So, it took a long time for me to learn how to eat on stage in front of people. But I love it. Now I kind of use the audience's energy and support to push me to a silly limit.
So do you have, like, preparations that you do beforehand? So, like, every night before this competition, are there certain routines, repetitious things
there's
that
a lot.
You do?
It's almost super – it's, like, I call it a routine, but, like, there's no real proof that it's actually helping me.
Right.
Like, I'll drink a certain amount of lemon juice and a lot of water. And the morning I wake up, it's all coffee. It's
interesting. So it's almost like a kind of a superstitious thing?
It's superstitious, but it's ritual. I feel like my body's in the zone.
Right, it knows to get ready for battle.
It knows. Like there have been times where I get ready for a contest and the contest gets delayed and then my stomach's all agitated. It's producing acid. It's like it's ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. That is, like, terrifying.
This is crazy because I was actually in a competition with Joey Chestnut.
What?
Last year. I was a celebrity guest. Like, we were the warm-up before him.
Okay.
We was out, like, it was like Big Ten College time, the shrimp cocktail contest.
The St. Elmo shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail eating contest.
Yeah, and you have won that.
I've won that
every time.
4 years.
That is insane. So for people in Houston that don't know, St. Elmo's has, it's a steak restaurant here in Indianapolis, and it has a shrimp cocktail sauce that is one of the spiciest things I have ever put in my mouth, but it is also delicious at the same time.
It's almost addicting because it hits so hard, and then it goes away, and you're like, was it really that bad? Was I just being a baby?
Yes! It's almost like you crave for more. It's like a high. You like crave for it.
Also, so there is a specific reason Joey's here today.
Okay.
If you're listening in Houston, sorry, but there's an event here in Indianapolis today from 11 to 1. Joey's actually going to be at Monument Circle, and you're going to be giving out hot dogs.
So people can get a bottle of my new sauces. We got four new wing sauces and dipping sauces. And it's pretty. And take a picture, and I'll be shaking hands and kissing babies.
That's awesome. I might have to go because hot dogs are like my favorite food.
And right. Also, there's a celebrity wing eating contest. Is that right?
Oh yeah, I think you're gonna be eating it.
I am one of the celebrities.
Oh, no way!
It's so much fun for me to like yell at people and make them eat.
Yeah, you're on the other side of it. It's a relaxing time for you.
So now I have a question. The name of our morning show is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe is not here. He's on vacation. Joe is a 400-pound man.
So he's an eater.
He's a heavy man.
You see, that's what people assume, that, you know, he's an eater. So whenever Joe and I go out to eat, I can always out-eat him every time.
Like, really out-eat him, or you're just eating faster than him?
Both, actually.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, like, we'll go out to eat.
But here's the thing, too. You also have to understand. So our producer, Porkchop, here, he's broke, like, majority of the time. So he'll have one meal a day because that's all he can afford. So obviously that meal is going to be absolutely humongous.
Pretty much how I got started in it. Because when I was in college, I was on, like, a 10-meal plan a week.
Oh, wow.
And so I was on 10 meals a week, and then I'd go home to my parents' house, and I'd go home hungry, and I'd just eat everything in their fridge.
Dang.
And, yeah, then my little brother was like, Joey, you can eat everything. He signed me up for my first contest.
That is crazy.
So that's how you do it, because you yourself, you're not a large guy, but we watch you eat 62 hot dogs or whatever. 60, what's the record?
74 is the record.
Oh, wow. In how little of time?
Oh, my God, 10 minutes.
Dang.
That is unbelievable. I can't even wrap my head around
it. It's just finding that rhythm and just keep going. It's like a marathon runner who runs those crazy 6 miles for the it's just, they keep going.
Yeah, we don't do that either. We don't do marathons.
Yeah,
either.
No, we don't do any of that stuff.
What year was that you ate the 74?
74 was 2018, and I did 71 this year. It was so hot. I couldn't push it.
I was actually there 1 year.
No way.
I met you. You probably don't. I'm sure you meet hundreds of people every day, but I used to live in New Jersey, and so I went to the event. It was the year Nick Cannon was hosting.
Oh my God, that was like 2011.
2011, correct. Yeah, I was working at a radio station.
Pedro Bismol was showing me some love back then.
Hilarious.
Those were easy years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And I'm curious too, what other like sort of promotional stuff do you do? Because I'm a huge fan of HQ Trivia, and I noticed your competitor was on there the other day.
Really? Was he on?
What was his name?
Kobayashi?
Yeah, Kobayashi. Oh, yeah. He was on HQ, like, promoting himself, and I saw him eat those hot dogs. He inhales them.
He does. But he inhales them slower than I do.
Oh!
Burn!
One last question for you. Is there any, like, bad blood with anyone in the food eating world?
I don't hate anybody, but Kobayashi, he's blocked me on Twitter.
No way!
And Instagram.
And so really? Why?
And I've never really said anything mean about him.
He's jealous.
I do enjoy beating him, though.
There's
nothing better than beating somebody who hates to lose.
Yeah.
We are way cooler than HQ Trivia, so you're already ahead in that.
Yeah, that is amazing. Thank you so much for coming. I'm here to hang out with
him. Yeah, if you can hang out with him, downtown, Monument Circle, people in Indy, 11 to 1.
Yep.
And get hot dogs.
Eating some wings. Do you think I'll win? I have to eat, 12 wings in a couple minutes or something?
12 wings. First one to finish 12 wings. There's some big eaters. So,
are they boneless or what kind?
There's a bone in there.
Oh, there's bone. Do I have to inhale the bone?
No, you have to clean. You have to do a decent job cleaning. I'll be judging.
Oh,
okay.
But if you leave a lot of meat on the bone and eat like a child, you're going to get sent back to start again.
It's going to be a penalty.
I'm good. I can eat, man.
All right. Good luck, pork chop.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Matt Lauer's wife, Annette Roque, officially filed for divorce.
Aww.
Yeah, the couple split following a November 2017 scandal during which Lauer was fired from the Today Show and after what he was accused of sexual misconduct in the workplace. He also admitted at the time that he engaged in sexual activities with a colleague. The news comes after it was reported in June the former couple hammered out their divorce settlement.
Oh, I take back my all.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, he deserves it. Yeah, Matthew Perry has been making regular hospital visits in New York, and those close to him are very worried. Sources say the Friends actor made at least 2 visits to the medical facility in a single week, although it was unclear what they were treating him for. Both times, a woman who might have been a sober coach shadowed the actor. The source say Friends are worried about Perry, and they have already started the countdown to the next time he falls off the wagon. Mm. Dang, that's not a good friend.
Yeah, what kind of friends are those?
Yeah,
like,
what?
We know you're going to fail.
Yeah, we're making wagers on it. Like, what? No, not a good friend. Chance the Rapper apparently auditioned for the part of Simba in the new live-action Lion King, but he didn't get it.
I tried out for the role of Simba. Little known fact, yo. Yeah, but I didn't get it. They gave it to some random dude named Donald Glover.
For Simba?
Yeah, I went to like a rundown apartment in Hollywood where they do like those casting call things where it's like a video camera on a tripod in front of me and I read some Simbas. But it's not like they hated me. I could have did it if Donald wasn't alive, but Donald's here, so.
That sounds a little sketchy. I don't think he did a real audition.
Right. No, I don't think so either. Definitely not. He then went on to talk about the role he did get.
But Donald's like my big brother, and he knew that I loved the movie, so he called up Jon Favreau and said, put Chance in the movie, and figured out a way to do it. So now here I am. Okay. Bush Baby is the name of my character.
Bush Baby. Okay.
Bush Baby. Also, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Donald Glover was the one who discovered Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool. They have a really cute and fun relationship.
That's awesome.
According to Forbes, Taylor Swift is reportedly the highest paid celebrity, bringing nearly $185 million in just last year.
Dang.
Forbes recently released their list of the Celebrity 100, and Swift topped the list with an estimated pay increase 131% from last year.
Wow.
Back in 2016, Swift did top the list for the first time, bringing in $160 million that year thanks to her 1989 tour. Kylie Jenner was obviously second on the list. She was not far behind Taylor Swift. And then Amber Portwood was arrested for domestic battery. We talked about that a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And that night she had a machete. According to the court documents, the Teen Mom star struck the machete at and into a door while her boyfriend, Andrew Glennon, was standing directly on the other side of the door. That created a substantial risk of bodily injury to Glenson.
Whoa.
And the documents also state that Portwood threatened to kill herself during the argument and took a handful of Klonopin and tossed it back like it was nothing.
What? And those are pills,
yes.
I'm guessing?
Okay. Yes, which is like just super scary. And like, I hope she gets some help that
yes.
she seems like she needs.
Big time.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Radio Now, Talia King, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out with you on this Thursday morning. We had a question from Liv yesterday. She wants to know, what'd you want to know, Liv?
I wanted to know if the way that me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, argue is psychotic or like kind of cute, because I've always thought it was kind of cute, but I was having a conversation with one of my friends
yeah.
and I was telling her about it and she was like, that's like literally psychotic.
What happens?
Like, I'm scared.
Okay.
So if me and my boyfriend Joel Daddy are in an argument, normally it's like me, like I've got a problem with something. He's like the most laid back person
yeah.
like a lot of the times. But anyways, whenever we're arguing, we always end up in laughter. Like, we always end up laughing. So it's either, like, I'm upset
uh-huh.
and we're, like, going back and forth arguing, and then he makes a joke, and then I just start laughing, and then he just starts laughing, and we just start laughing. Or it's, like, if he's upset or he, like, doesn't get something, then, like, I'll make a dumb joke, and then, like, I'll start laughing, and then, like, he'll start, like, laughing, whatever, if he thinks the joke's funny. But, like, so every time we kind of, like, fight, we always just somehow end up in laughter. And I thought that was cute, but my friend's like, that is psychotic and psycho.
Well, I need some more details. Like, is the problem that you guys are fighting about getting resolved before this laughter, or are you guys just laughing mid-argument, and then it just goes away and nothing gets
fixed? It's like kind of like it breaks the kind of the frustration. Like, we'll like be arguing whatever, and then we'll laugh, and then we'll be like, okay, but like, no, okay, I see what you were saying. And he's like, yeah, no, I get what you were saying too. Like, what? And then it kind of like diffuses the situation, and then we kind of can see eye to eye and then just move on.
Yeah.
But it always ends up in laughter. So do you think this is cute or psychotic? Call in 833-563-2539 and tweet at us at Radio Now AM Show. Do you think this is cute or like psychotic?
I've got a question now. Yeah. Some couples, I know what they do is if they're getting in a heated argument, they come up with like a safe word or something to like stop the argument. They're like, because they're like, oh, we shouldn't be, you know, yelling at each other. So now, did you and Jewel Daddy come up with this as a thing? Like, babe, if we're ever in an argument, let's just end it with laughing. Or does it just happen?
No, it just like naturally happens. It just naturally happens because, like, I'm not going to lie, he is the most like laid back human being in the entire world. Like, so laid back. So a lot of times it's like I have a problem. Like, an issue that we've had is like, we have different love languages. So yeah. I'm like, I need to hear words of affirmation. Like, I need to hear like, oh, damn, like, you look so hot tonight. Yeah. Or like, oh, you're so pretty. Or like, oh, my gosh, you're so funny. You're so smart. Like, I just like to hear that. But he thinks that, like, I should just already know he thinks all of those things. He's like, obviously, I think those things. Why do you think I would be dating you if I didn't think those things? Like, obviously. So, like, we just have different love languages. And I'm like, I just need you to do that, like, for me. So he's like, worked on it, whatever. But that's been one of the arguments we've been in.
What was the last one you guys got in?
Kind of like the same thing.
Okay.
Like, yeah, just like the same thing. Like, just showing me that, like, he loves me. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, we spend every single day with each other. How would you not know that I love you?
Right.
And so, right. And so, like, that was, like, kind of it. And, like, his love language is acts of service.
Okay.
So, like, I'll try to, like, you know, if I'm, like, stopping at, like, the gas station, I'll, like, go in and get, like, an orange Gatorade because that's his, like, favorite thing in the world. Like, yeah. I'll, like, do little things, whatever, and, like, get him, like, little gifts, whatever. I'll do that for him. So I'm, like, just, like, do it for me, like, just a little bit more. And, like, he has tried whatever. So that was our last argument. But, like, again, it ended up in a fight because, like, he kind of, like, mocked me, which I thought was hilarious, though. Like, I started, like, the way he mocked me, I was, like, just started immediately laughing.
Yeah.
And then it calmed me down. And then I was able to say, but do you get what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, no, yeah. I do, and I'll work on it.
Okay.
Psycho or no?
I'm going to lean more towards psycho. Like, I don't think it's, like, completely crazy, but I think it's more psycho than it is cute. Because it kind of seems, like, insane. Like, you're in a fight, you're in a heated argument, and all of a sudden,
we just start laughing because, like, we just realize how ridiculous it is, you know? We just realize how ridiculous, like, the argument is. So, like, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we got some calls. 833-563-2539 if you want to get in on this. We have DJ on the phone. DJ, what do you think? Is this psycho or is this cute?
Well, I got two things. First, Jewel Daddy, that's a psycho name. Well,
his name is Jewel Daddy, J-U-U-L, because he smokes a lot of jewels.
Yeah, because he smokes a jewel, like the e-cigarette. Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's still pretty psychotic, too.
It is psychotic. But me and my wife, we got to be separated when we argue. We don't laugh. That makes y'all seem like y'all about to kill each other.
Yeah.
Like, laughing, the laughter? But if you have to be separated, that seems like you are going to kill each other because you literally have to physically separate. It just diffuses the situation and we realize like how silly whatever we're arguing is and that it's just like, and like I can just get so in my head and he knows that. And I think like that's almost sometimes why like, and then sometimes like we'll just be arguing and then I'll just start laughing out of nowhere because I'm like, I don't even know where we are.
I guess
where
also
we are in this argument. Where I'm lost. Like, what?
Yeah, I guess it also depends on the laugh, too. Like, if you're, like, laughing, like, maniacal, like the Joker or something. Well, like, yeah, then it maybe it's more psycho. But thanks for the call, DJ.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. Haley, do you think it's psycho or cute the way Liv and Jewel Daddy fight?
I think it's cute because I would much rather end up laughing and figuring things out that way than just continue being mad. And that's kind of how my parents have always done it, and I've never seen a problem with it. So I think it's kind of cute.
Thank you. See, like, that's what I think, too.
Haley, I think you're absolutely crazy. This is nuts. I mean, how could you even say something like that? Let's laugh, Liv. We're arguing. Now we're laughing. Right, Liv? No.
That's See, it wasn't cute the way Porkchop did it.
No, Porkchop, you need to chill. No, I'm just kidding, Porkchop.
Love you.
Like that, you know? They're going to be like, oh, you're crazy, and then start laughing.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's not a crazy laugh. It's a cute laugh, okay?
Oh, you know it'd be epic if we played Sweeter Psycho next?
Ooh.
If I was a good producer, I would have had that ready.
Yeah, you would have. But it's not Psycho. It's cute, okay?
Well, thanks for calling, Haley. We appreciate it. Radio Now, Talia King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop hanging out. Now, Liv the Web Girl mentioned yesterday that you think producer Porkchop is thirsty for, like, Instagram followers.
Oh, my God. He is the biggest thirst trap in the world.
I'm not thirsty. I'm just sad and jealous that out of everyone on the show, I'm the one with the least amount of followers. So I'm just
but
trying to catch up.
Your IG game is a little weak.
My IG game is not weak. I post good selfies on my story.
No, you
and I wait for the good stuff for the wall.
Well, apparently
that's the good stuff. I'm just kidding.
We'll let you be the judge. I'm at producer Porkchop.
At Liv Caris.
Producer Porkchop.
That's C-A-R-R-I-S. Who has a better Instagram? No, I'm just kidding. That's not what this is about.
Well, apparently Porkchop's IG is popping.
I know.
Because he's getting some crazy followers or viewers, or what's happening?
So this started like a month or two ago, and I started pointing it out to Liv.
At least.
And what I noticed is, so like, you know how you could go to your story and then see who's viewed your story?
Yeah.
Yes.
I might be kind of psycho in that sense, or I'm just curious, you know?
No,
I like to go
everyone
look.
Is.
I think everybody does that. Yeah,
yeah,
I do that.
So I'm going through, and over the past couple months, I've noticed that there's been a lot of Russians viewing my story.
Huh.
But they're not following me. So, I don't know, somehow they see my story, they're always seeing it, sometimes it's famous people, like it was Miss Russia of like 2015, and she was also Miss World, or runner-up for Miss World 2018, and she's got like millions of followers, and I'm like, why are the Russians viewing my story?
Okay, so call us, 833-563-2539. I want to know if this has happened to anyone else. Have you ever had a group of people follow you, or no, view your story, but not follow you?
Yeah, how's that even possible?
And I'm not talking about like ex-boyfriends or like your new boyfriend's ex or something. I'm talking about like people from Canada.
Yeah.
People from wherever
South America.
The hell they're from, but just so random. And Porkchop has the tendency sometimes to over-exaggerate, which is fine. I do too. We're dramatic people, whatever.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, when he told me this, I kind of, like, rolled my eyes. I was like, yeah, okay, I'm sure.
Sure, Miss Russia.
Right. And I'm, like, sure that, like, all of these. I'm not joking. Every single day for 2 months, he will show me who has viewed his story, and it'll literally be 20. Not even just, like, two. 20 Russians have viewed it. That's, like, the top people that have viewed it. And they don't follow him.
That's weird.
Now, I have a conspiracy theory.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What if, since they're from Russia, they have something to do with, like the Russian hacking? Or maybe they're using me as, like, a U.S. spy for something. Is that possible, Liv?
They're infiltrating the whole country.
I am sure Putin is so concerned with what you're up to, Porkchop. Clearly.
Is Putin viewing your story?
Dude.
Have you seen his name yet?
If Putin views my story, it'd just be absolutely crazy.
Then we know something. Honestly, it might get to that point, because every time there's like a new person that is viewing his story, a new Russian.
They're all Russians, though.
No, not everyone who's viewed a story.
I mean, but yeah.
Yes, I'm not kidding. It'll be 20 Russians, and we know this because we go to their profile and we see the location of where they're taking their Instagram photos, and they're all from Russia.
And they're legit.
All of them.
Like, they're not fake. And now we have a lot of, like, what's it called? Instagram model, not social media influencers.
Influencers,
that
listen
to our show. So I'm curious, like, if any of them know, like, how is this possible? Please, like, let me know. 833-563-2539.
Yeah.
Like, am I being promoted, like, in another country or something?
Who knows?
Maybe
you look just like a celebrity over in Russia.
You got, like, a doppelganger.
And they think that, like, your account is, like, this celebrity's, like, real account.
Oh.
That could possibly be it. So tweet us at Radio Now AM Show. Let us know if you've heard of this happening or if it's ever happened to you.
Radio Now, Talia King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. We're trying to figure out what's going on with producer Porkchop's Instagram life right now.
It's so bizarre. I am not kidding. Porkchop will post an Instagram story and he'll view who has seen it. And for 2.5, maybe 3 months now, the top people that have viewed it are like 20 Russians that don't follow him.
Like, what are you doing on your story that's attracting these Russians? You like promoting communism?
No, I don't know. I will say one of them is actually good looking. It is a guy.
Yeah,
actually, Liv, Liv,
he
agree?
Is good looking. Right. Okay. Good looking.
So, I don't know.
It's right. So bizarre.
Well, you guys can call in 833-563-2539. We have Josh on the phone. Josh, what do you think is going on with Producer Porkchop's Instagram?
All right, so I have an Instagram for my band, and all these people from India recently have been liking all of our posts and commenting on our posts, but they don't follow us either. Huh. And what I think is going on, so we have our band, we're called Holy Quail, and possibly, maybe the quail is like a sacred bird in India, and that's why they're all just following our stuff or liking our stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't play any, like, Hindu music or anything,
no,
right?
No, none of that. It's, like, alternative rock.
That is so bizarre. On social media said that sounds like Producer Chops is going to be the center of Stranger Things 3, season 100, where we're fighting the Russians. If you're watching Stranger Things right now, you will get that reference.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is this something I should be proud of, or should I keep going with it?
Yeah.
Should I? Oh, you know what? Maybe I should do. I should start targeting like my audience.
Yes.
To the Russians.
Yeah. Hashtag everything Russian.
Learn how to speak Russian.
Yes.
And talk into your phone in Russian.
Yeah.
Then you'll, oh my gosh, you'll become a famous influencer over
in Russia.
That's it. That's my in.
Right, because your brand definitely would not work over here in America. I'll tell you that.
Dang. Well, we'll see. You guys can still get at us on social media at Radio Now AM Show. Radio Now, it is Elliot King filling in for Joe while he's on vacation. Liv, the web girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out. We came across the story. It's not been a great week for weddings. This bride just got shamed because her parents spent how much, Liv, on this wedding?
Her parents spent $165,000.
Dang!
On her wedding. So people are just, like, attacking her and saying, like, this is so, like, crazy. Your parents should not have to pay for your wedding. It's crazy that your parents would spend this much on your wedding. Like, how dare you? Just all of this stuff. So people are shaming this bride.
Yeah.
And I am kind of on the bride's side about this.
Really? Okay.
Okay. So $165,000 is obviously an enormous amount of money. That's like a house.
Yep.
But here's my thing. If her parents want to do that and they're not going into debt over it, they can afford that and they can do that, then, like, why not? Who cares? Is it excessive? Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Is it extra? Yeah, probably. Is
right.
it more than I would probably ever do? Yeah, I mean, definitely. But if that's what she wants to do and that's her dream wedding, then, like, that's fine. But I want to know what you guys think. Call us at 833-563-2539. Call us. Do you think that this bride should be shamed or should she not be? Should people just, like, let her be and leave her alone?
Well, here's what I think. I've been blessed to have lived all over the country. I've lived in 7 different states.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've also DJed weddings for like 4 years.
Right.
So here's my take on it. I think it matters where they live. Because let's say they're living in a bigger city like Houston or New York
Los
or L.A.
Angeles.
Or Chicago.
Okay.
If you're spending $165,000 for a wedding there, I think that's about right.
Is that normal?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not normal. That's like that still is a lot.
Right.
But I think that's a decent. I mean, that could be understood.
Right. It just because I get what you're saying. Like the. Like, when you live in different places.
Yes,
just
like, if you were live in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, where I lived for 3 years, and you're spending that much for a wedding there, then I think it's almost, I hate to use the word shaming, but it's kind of like, come on, like, you know, we live in an area where there's a lot of poverty, you know, people really aren't rich, and you're spending $165,000 on a wedding. So do we know where this, this wedding happened?
No, we don't know where this wedding happened. But I also, too, just think, like, no one knows a ton of backstory about this wedding. And so that's why I think, too, it's like you have no idea. Okay, wait, she's from Arizona, but I don't know where I don't know if the wedding was in Arizona. I don't know. This article doesn't say.
If it was like Grand Canyon or Phoenix, something big.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I get what you're saying. Like, it depends on where you are because obviously, like, a gallon of milk here is going to be the same as like a gallon of milk in like Hawaii or Los Angeles. Everything's just more expensive in those places. So I get what you're saying. But at the same time, I don't think it matters. Like, we have no idea. Her family could give back so much to charity and we just have no idea. And if her parents want to pay for it, why is that shameful? Like this woman said, it's definitely not a parent's job to pay for a wedding. No, it's not their job. But if they want to and like they're honored to do it, then like why not? Why is that shameful?
Yeah, it's not tricking if you got it.
Right.
The phone number 833-563-2539. We have Kaylee on the phone. Kaylee, what do you think about this whole situation?
Okay, so I am planning a wedding right now, so I feel very strongly about this.
Okay.
First off, I want to say I don't think anybody should be shaming anybody for how much they spend on anything, but the people who spend that kind of money on weddings are literally ruining weddings for people with less income.
Why though?
I think that because the wedding industry is so corrupt that they have now placed like $14,000, $15,000 minimums on Saturdays throughout the year, especially in like May and October, because they don't want me, who can pay $5,000 for a wedding venue, when they can have Martha Joe down the street, who's out of her mind and will pay $25,000 for a venue.
Oh,
wow. So it's ruining it for people who can't afford that kind of thing. And venues are just through the roof, you know, along with catering and all of the other vendors you have to have.
You said Kayla, right?
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Okay, shameless plug. I still do DJ weddings. Are you in Indianapolis? Because, I mean, if you need a DJ, like, I mean, maybe.
You got a light budget, maybe?
Yeah.
Kaylee,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. When you first started talking, I thought I was going to disagree with you, but that makes so much sense. And I have never, ever thought about that before. That is like so smart. You make such a good point. That's so true.
Thank you.
And good luck with your wedding planning and congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You don't want to get married like on a Wednesday morning.
Absolutely.
Because of the
like $100.
Yeah. 833-563-2539. We got Kevin on the phone. Kevin, what do you think?
Actually, the $160,000, that's actually not the worst number I've heard.
Really?
A friend of mine had a wedding. I really wish I didn't say my name on the radio, but she had a wedding. $650,000.
What? What do her parents do? What do her parents do? Are they part of the Vanderbilt family?
They millionaires?
Are they rich?
No, that included, like, they bought a groom $110,000 car. They bought her a car. I mean, it included all of that.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Wait, so are you not going to say what they do? I understand if you don't want to.
No. It's legal stuff, like hotels and stuff like that. They own, like, a lot of hotels.
Oh, they own hotels.
You know, then I say good for them.
Okay.
Like, because they've obviously worked hard and they deserve it.
Yeah.
That is
work hard, you play hard, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Kevin, thank you guys so much. You can still hit us up on social media at Radio Now AM Show. Radio Now, Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out. Now, there's this prank that's going viral right now. What's happening, Liv?
Okay, so this guy took a sticker that says clap activate, and he stuck it. He went to Best Buy, and he stuck it on a washer and dryer.
Okay.
And then just recorded all of the people that went up to it and tried to clap activate it.
Yes.
And they were just standing there. They would read it, and then they would just be sitting and, like, clapping, like, waiting for something to happen. And nothing happens, and they just, like, walk away and, like, look embarrassed and, like, weird. And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like, how many people fell for this trick?
Oh, I'm sure he, like, probably put up, like, the best, like, three or something.
Yeah.
It was a short video, but I'm sure, like, at least 30 people.
Countless people. Clap. Why would you want to activate a washer or a dryer in the middle like a Best Buy?
I can actually think of a reason why. When you're sitting on the couch and you're in a really good episode of like Game of Thrones or something, and you're like, shoot, I have to run the dryer again. The clothes aren't going to be fully dry. Just clap from the couch and activate. That'd actually be pretty nice. Wow. We should invent that.
Yeah. All right. 833-563-2539 if you got a good prank that you pulled. A prank that I pulled was like a few years ago, but we had this coworker, and I was like a producer on this night show. We had this coworker. He would always say the funniest stuff, and he would just do the craziest things, but he wasn't on Twitter, so we made like a fake Twitter account for him.
Oh, and was just my like, gosh.
And so everything, it was called, I think it was like, oh, it's Miguel or whatever his name was. So everything, every tweet was, whatever he did was just like, oh, just put in my my fish in the microwave. Oh, just came in the studio, did something stupid.
I love that.
And he had no idea that he had this Twitter account. One day he found out, I don't even know how. But
he probably had like so many followers.
Oh, yeah, they loved it. It was like, oh, what's he going to do next?
Yeah.
It was like a secret Twitter account. What's a prank that you used to
pull? So when I was in high school, I had this friend, Ellen. And her mom, gosh, her sweet, sweet mom. I love her so much. She just like is the most gullible person in the entire world. And we would prank her at like 5 times a night. And you would just hear her from like across the house saying like, damn it, Ellen! Damn it, Liv! Like she would be so mad. And like, so the pranks we would do, we would put saran wrap on the toilet.
Okay.
And she would fall for it. So then when you sit down and you try to go number one, just splatter, 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 splatter everywhere.
Gross.
And then the other one, this is a really good one, like an old school one. We used to tape, you know, the little sprayer that comes out of the sink?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like that's the little water hose.
Yes, that's in like an old school sink. Sinks don't really have those anymore. So their sink did. So we would tape it. Uh-huh. So every time she turned the sink on, it would just spray her right in the face and drench her. And it was just the funniest thing in the world. One time we put some oil like right in this hallway where she would always come like busting through, and she just slid and fell right on her tush. And like it was a loud bang.
Oh my goodness.
So we would just prank her all of the time, and it was so much fun. We would be crying. We were laughing so hard.
Just terrorizing this person.
We loved her and she knew it. It's
okay.
She's
a good sport about it.
Oh my gosh, she was the best sport.
What about you, Chaps? Do you have any pranks you used to pull?
So I am the king of pranks.
Really?
Oh yeah, I just love pranks.
Really?
Liv is gonna tell you that my pranks and jokes are like stupid.
Okay,
dumb.
Well, your jokes are, but I don't know about your pranks. I don't feel like you've ever pranked me.
Well, I think I kind of stopped pranking only because when I was a little kid, I distinctly remember hiding in the cupboard, like in my kitchen. And I told my sister about it. You know, we set it up because I knew my mom, she was cooking. I knew she was going to get the canned corn.
Mm-hmm.
So I hid in the little cupboard and my mom opened it and I went like, booga, 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 booga. And dude, I swear, my mom, I thought she had a heart attack and I thought I killed her.
So, no.
Oh my gosh.
From that moment on, I was like, I've got to watch my pranks. And then there's that video of the guy that scares his girlfriend with the wolf mask and then she runs out of her house and gets hit by a car.
Oh,
have you seen that?
Geez.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I don't prank anymore, because I would be completely mortified if I did a prank and I caused harm on someone.
Right.
I mean, way to bring down the conversation, poor
child.
Now, you said you're the king of pranks, more like the king of murdering people.
Yeah.
Wow, I'll be the next
that
Murder
is
Monday.
Awful. Tweet at us at Radio Now AM Show to let us know what kind of pranks you've pulled that don't involve licking. We don't want any licking pranks, okay?
That's not a prank. That's just gross.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus is going to rebuild her house in Malibu after it burned down during the Woolsey Canyon wildfire in 2018. The singer filed paperwork in Malibu earlier this month to begin restructuring and restructuring the $2.5 million property. Cyrus revealed in November of 2018 that her home suffered significant damage when the deadly fires hit the region.
Yeah.
Liam Payne had an impromptu nude photo shoot.
What?
After a photographer posted a picture of him on Instagram. In the picture, Payne is butt naked, sitting in one of the photographer's chairs. The photographer captioned the photo with the joke writing, "Get off my chair, at Liam Payne." About upcoming projects, Payne recently said, "I've got to work and collaborate with some of the most amazing people so far, and that just keeps happening. We have 3 new songs that I'm working on and some great friends who have come written more amazing songs for me." Yeah, I'm about to go and look at this new photo of Liam Payne because I need to see that.
For sure.
Kanye West is wealthy again after bottoming out 3 years ago. Hospitalized with temporary psychosis while apparently $53 million in debt.
Dang.
The rapper and business mogul is now the cover of Forbes and crediting his comeback to an old love, sneakers. Kanye says, I am a product guy at my core. To make products that make people feel an immense amount of joy and solve issues and problems in their life, that's the problem solving I love to do. His Yeezy shoe line, now with Adidas after launching with Nike in 2009, is expected to bank over $1.5 billion in 2019 and earned West $150 million pre-tax over the past year.
Dang.
And it's nothing new. Wes sketched sneakers back in middle school, he says, and first designed a shoe for a Japanese company in 2007. Forbes notes Kanye's shoe brilliant, how his Yeezy Boost 350s resemble Lamborghinis and sell out in calculated 40,000 pair drops, but his eccentricities also stand out. The floors of his Stark LA home are made of a rare Belgian plaster that requires a crew to fly in from Europe if it gets scuffed. He credits his creative imagination partly to bipolarity, which he calls a superpower, and he's designing structures based on Luke Skywalker's original home on Tatooine for the homeless to live in. We talked about that yesterday, and Kanye's savvy too, owning 100% of Yeezy and ranking third on the Forbes list of highest paid celebrities behind only Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner. Could you imagine if like your youngest sister-in-law was richer than you? That'd be kind of weird.
No, that's crazy.
And the 42-year-old sees no end. He says, we've only experienced a small glimmer of light.
Man, talk about a come up. $53 million in debt and now you're about to make $1 billion.
Right. And also, I love Kanye and I love this, and I think like he can just really make an impact too with like mental health awareness. Yeah. So I'm rooting for him.
Yep.
ASAP Rocky has canceled all European festival performances for July after being detained in a Swedish prison. So his manager said he will be detained for an unknown period of time for acting in self-defense during an altercation that took place. We've talked about that for like the past 3 days.
Yeah, free ASAP.
Yes. In total, ASAP Rocky is canceling 7 performances while prosecutors decide whether or not to charge him for aggravated assault.
Is he canceling out of spite, or is he canceling because he's stuck in jail?
He's canceling because he's stuck in jail, and they have no idea when he's going to be out, if ever. Cardi B's daughter, Culture, had her very first birthday yesterday, and so Cardi shared a song that she wrote for her while she was pregnant.
My business while I scroll on the phone. I was hoping that we could have this moment alone, but ain't no secret that the internet is sacred, and with these vlogs it seem like nothing is sacred. I ain't even meet you and I love you to death. Perform live on TV, I hit you under my dress. We did the ruffles and fur coats 100 different ways, but seems like you getting larger every day. I'm overwhelmed, the pressure starting to swell. The time to turn in my album is winding down, so I locked in, started working, I was driven, hearing public opinions about my private decisions. And that right there, see, not to drive you crazy, complete strangers talking about my baby, coming from people that never used to check for me. They brought opinions, but nothing off the registry. Cardi, you so stupid, you gon' ruin your career. I know I won't, but if I did, I wouldn't care. I started winning when the whole world was doubting on me. Think I'ma lose when my little baby counting on me?
I think that is so cute and precious. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a garbage.
It is Radio Now, Elliot King, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out. Joe's still on vacation. He'll be back, I think. We don't know. He did leave the country, so.
Yeah, he might just be chilling there. He might be moving.
Yeah. But we were talking about a new study that shows women being their healthiest and their happiest, and what makes them the healthiest and the happiest.
Okay, so this study, it says happiness expert finds that single women are healthiest and happiest people. So you are the healthiest and happiest if you are single. And this is for women, which I don't necessarily think this is true. I want to talk to this little happiness expert.
You don't.
No, I could see maybe the only thing about like the healthiest is like, you know, if you're single, there's more pressure to like land a guy maybe, or like land a significant other. So you like work out and like watch what you eat, whatever. I mean, everyone's heard of like when you get in a relationship, like you can like gain weight
right.
because you get comfortable,
you get happy
whatever.
And comfortable and all that.
Right. So that can happen. But I don't think like the happiest thing is true. I think there's misery in relationships and there's misery in those lonely single days. Like I think there's misery everywhere. I think it's shared. I don't think it's just that like women are the happiest when they're healthy and or they're healthiest and happiest when they're single, because I can tell you what, I 1000% was not the healthiest or the happiest when I was single.
Like how long of a stretch were you single though?
So,
well, let's not talk about like you just getting out of the relationship, because obviously that's a tough part.
Right. Okay. Well, call us 833-563-2539. What do you think about this? If you are a woman, are you happier when you are single, or are you happy in your relationship? Or if you're miserable in your relationship, call in and tell us that. Prove me wrong. But I just want to know 833-563-2539, because I think this study is not accurate.
Yeah, because I think, well, it's also hard to gauge, because I feel like when they do these surveys, like you ask the spouse or the couple, like, oh, how are you in your relationship? And the spouse is right there. You're not going to say, oh, I hate it. This is the worst thing I've ever been. And be like, oh, no, he's great. I love him.
See,
and we're all so happy together.
That was like their main thing. They said married people are happier than other population subgroups, but this only applies when their spouse is in the room.
Ah.
So it turns out married couples complain about each other behind closed doors. So if they ask a woman when she is not with her husband, she'll have a different answer than when she's with her husband. But I think also, like, if I get out of a relationship, which this has happened to me multiple times, where it's like, I was so ready to get out of the relationship. So the second we broke up, it was like a weight off my shoulders.
Yes.
I was so happy. I was thriving. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. So like I was obviously like a happy person, but like I still think I'm happy and I'm in a relationship. I think that it's just dependent on the person. I don't think it's the singleness that has anything to do with it.
Right.
So I don't know.
Okay. 833-563. Oh, no, we lost them. I think, yeah, because when you're single, I think self-love is like a big thing that's coming up.
Yeah.
Like people are really getting more into self-love. So people are not as opposed to being single, because you get to focus on yourself. And,
right.
And really you need to do that before you get into a relationship, because, you know, if you're a better self, then you'll be better, a better partner.
Right. And I truly believe that. Like I'm I very, very much so believe, like, you can't love anyone else and you can't receive love properly until you love yourself. I don't think, like, I think it's way, way, way harder to have a healthy and happy relationship if you're not happy with yourself, which sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you have to be alone to be able to do that.
Yeah, you got to do some self-healing. All right, 833-563-2539. We have Chantel on the phone. Chantel, what do you think?
I think that it definitely depends on if you've been inside of a relationship before. I know that after a very long relationship, after that had ended, I was the very happiest and the healthiest. And you got to keep in mind when you're working out and, you know, trying to lose weight so that you can be ready when the next opportunity comes, you're letting off endorphins, like you're letting off energy that's making you happier. So even without you knowing, if you're working out and being consistent, like, you are going to be the happier version of yourself. And that definitely was true for me. And now being on the other end of it, I'm married with a kid and we have hard days and you can't escape, you know, not that I'd want to, but it is a lot more difficult. I was definitely happier. I had hope that one day I'll get to a happy place in this relationship as well, but you have to learn how to do it.
Right. It's just like a big transition that you have to kind of like work through and learn through. I mean, I guess I get that too. Like, I'm not married, so I don't know about, like, for married couples.
Right.
But I don't know. I just think that it's also just dependent on the person. I think there's miserable people out there who are single, and there's miserable people out there who are also in relationships.
Yes.
But I do think, too, if you're working out just to get, like, right and tight and ready to be single and be on the prowl, I don't think, like, you're really doing it for yourself. Which, like, I think that shows that, like, maybe you're not fully happy because you do feel like you're missing something or you're lacking something because you're trying to prepare to get ready to add something into your life. So maybe that shows that, like, you're not as happy as you really think you are. And I always used to do that. I mean, I, like, worked out so I would look good to be able to, like, attract men.
Right.
But now,
but you still work,
I work out. Yeah, I still work out now. Which one? Obviously, I want to like look good for my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy.
Of course.
But also, like, I work out because like I know it's gonna help me with like my energy throughout the day. I have long days. It's gonna help me long last those. It's also gonna help my mental health. Like, it's gonna help me live until my goal is to live till I'm 120. It's gonna help me maybe live till 120. It's like that. You gotta like do these things for yourself, and you can still do that when you're in a relationship.
I feel like people always think that the grass is gonna be greener on the other side.
1,000%.
So what we need to do is just be happy all the time. Just be happy, right?
Well, I don't think that's realistic.
Yes, it
being
is.
Being happy all the time.
Why not?
It's absolutely not realistic.
In both situations, though. Be happy when you're single and then be happy when you're in a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant just like, no, like all 24/7. Of the time, like never have a hard day.
Well, no, I mean that too.
Oh, yeah.
Liv, okay. Do you just need a hug? You need a hug, girl.
I don't need a hug. I think you need a hug.
No, I'm going to come hug you. I'm happy.
You didn't sound happy a couple days ago.
I want to get in on this hug, though. Can we make this a group hug?
Yeah, we'll make it a group hug.
Yeah. All right, you guys can still call in 833-563-2539.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Oh, yeah, it's that time when we talk about somebody doing something stupid. This one might be at the very top of the list, but I'm kind of torn. But here's what happened. A mother got arrested for 2 counts of reckless conduct because she was driving while she had this inflatable pool on the roof of her car with her kids still in it.
No.
Yeah. Police saw her they were conducting a traffic stop, saw it, and like, yes, we're going to have to arrest you for this. But I'm kind of torn because I feel like, yeah, this is dumb. You kind of endanger your children, putting them on the roof of a car. But it's also kind of genius. Like, if you're not rich, like, because you know how some of those, like, limos have, like, pools in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And, like hot tubs. Like, maybe trying to help your kids live a lavish life. But, you know, you're on a tight budget. So you just cruise with them on the roof.
I applaud this woman for creativity.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I think it's low-key genius.
What was her excuse or reasoning?
They didn't come up with the idea. I mean, it is kind of dumb. But maybe if she was cruising... I mean, maybe they're just giving the kids a cruise with the top of the roof.
With the breeze flowing through their air, I stand with her.
Yeah, it's hot, it's summertime.
And the pool was filled with water?
Yeah.
She didn't, like, just buy a pool from Walmart and just she's on her way home with it?
Yeah, I'm more impressed at how she actually got this pool on the roof and then her kids in it, because it's not like she has this, like, she has, like, an Audi. It's not like she has a ladder to get up to the roof of her car.
Interesting.
So she did some creative things here. But she's out on bond, so she didn't stay in jail, but... So if you see her cruising around with some kids on the roof, don't say nothing. Mind your business. Radio Now, Talia King with Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. And producer Pork Chop said we had an intervention?
Yeah, I don't know what it would be called, an intervention, an epiphany. Something. But.
I think it would be called an epiphany because an intervention is held by other people.
Yeah.
You just had like an intervention by yourself.
And then an intervention would end us like this. Yeah.
No, this is huge, and I think this is really good for me, and I need your help.
Okay.
You, like someone listening, like I need your help. So 2 days ago, I talked about how I went to the dentist and they took my blood pressure. And it was like 170 over 90 or something, which is allegedly really bad.
Yeah, you almost had to go to the ER.
Yeah, they were like, look, kid, if it was 180, like, we would have had to admit you. Like, you could have had a stroke sitting here if we were working on your teeth.
But wait, who's calling you kid?
Well, I mean, I always
don't look like a kid. I'm just kidding.
So that happened, and that, you know, that's kind of scary. Like, I am 30 now, so I guess I'm not a child anymore, like Liv just pointed out.
Right.
But, So I was like, all right, I guess I'll buckle down. And last night, I went out to Kroger and I went shopping, right, Liv?
Yes, he did. And he saved money. He got so many groceries for like under $40. I'm so proud of him. He got like wheat bread. He got
almond milk.
I'm so impressed by that. I mean, geez. But I'm honestly like, I looked at his grocery list and I was honestly very impressed. You're on your way to like a healthy start.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now, here's the rest.
Okay.
I think, no, I don't. I can't say that. I know. I want to transform my body.
Mm.
Like, our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, like, I Skype him every day because we have to talk about technical stuff.
Yeah.
And he's always, like,
he's
doing
got his
thirst
shirt
trap
off.
Instagram pictures.
He's got his shirt off 75% of the time.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like, why can't I do that? I can.
Yeah.
And I want to do that. So I went shopping, I started the healthy list, but now I want to get into shape. And I've got a lot of friends, you know, especially that live here in Indy, who, you know, they work out and they invite me to come work out with them, but I think I want a personal trainer, like maybe someone that could really like whip me, crack me into shape, someone that could see my body and understand what kind of workouts I need to do. And I've been saving some money, so like I know I'd have to get a gym membership.
Right, but here's the thing. What? Personal trainers, I don't think you realize how expensive personal trainers are.
You're right. I don't. Where I came from in Michigan, I had a friend who is a personal trainer, and I think he charged me like $150 for 12 sessions, which... Mm-hmm.
That is cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. That is
That's a good deal.
So I don't know if there's someone listening who's like a personal trainer who's willing maybe to help me out, or maybe you're in that price range. I mean, if you listen to the show, you know I am the richest person.
And here's my thing. I love this. I think it's great. I'm going to support you in this. But I think that maybe you should just start working out on your own.
But Liv, I don't know what to do.
I know, but I can help you. I mean, I'm not a personal trainer by any means. I'm not certified or anything like that, but I know how to work out.
I know how to do the basics.
I know how to do the basics. And here's the thing, too. I have been asking you to come to one of those cycle bar classes.
But are you going to make me look like Lenny and transform
but
me?
But here's the thing. You need to start somewhere. I think this would
be
a good start.
And
once you prove to yourself that you can stick to something, you can stick to working out, I think, like you can stick to working out and not spending crazy money, I think you should almost like prove it to yourself and earn it to yourself that if you stick to it for this amount of time, you lose just this amount of pounds or something like that, then be like, okay, like I'm going to invest in myself to get a personal trainer just because it's so expensive. So to do it right off the bat.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
So now my next question for you would be, what's a good time frame? Like, you say, you know, start going to cycle bar with you, start running or walking. How long until I pursue a personal trainer?
Well, I think until, I would say maybe a month, 6 weeks.
Okay.
I would say 6 weeks. I think 6 weeks, if you are consistently working out, and you're like, yeah, I'm seriously going to do this, then I think invest some money in a personal trainer or something. But I also think it's up to you where you're at in like your journey. I don't think, you know, but quite honestly, I don't think that walking for you, walking is not going to be a workout.
Okay,
you can't start there. You're already kind of kidding yourself.
Okay, agreeable. I mean, if there is someone listening who has some sort of input or insight, please definitely Instagram or tweet us at Radio Now AM Show.
Yes.
Or you can call in 833-563-2539. We have Eric on the phone. Eric, what are you thinking about Porkchop's new goal?
I think it's definitely an attainable goal. I was a little bit heavier about a few months ago. I ended up losing like 25, 30 pounds. And I did it by actually walking and just kind of like playing sports and stuff. And I have a gym membership, but I don't like to do the traditional running and lifting and picking things up and putting them down.
See, Eric, because I can do that. And I have done that before. I've eaten healthier and I've done like, you know, some things like playing sports. But I think you'd have to see what our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, what he looks like. Like he's got abs. So. And I think I can't say think. I can do it. Right, Liv?
I mean, Lenny's a hard goal. I mean, that's a lofty goal. Lenny's pretty ripped.
Lenny is a hard goal, too. And I don't think so much you should be. I think you should be focusing on, you know, maybe getting bigger muscles or slimming down, trimming down. But I think that you should not. Your goal shouldn't be to look like Lenny. Your goal shouldn't be to look like anyone else. Your goal to get healthy and to lose weight. If you end up getting abs in that process, that's amazing. But like, there are some people, it's just different body types. Lenny has a different body type. Like, there are some people to where it's like, you know.
Are you saying my body type wasn't made to be like ripped?
No, I'm not saying that at all. You might be. I have no idea what your body type is like when you're eating and living a healthy lifestyle. I have no idea what your body type is like when you do that. But I mean, I eat very healthy. I work out a decent amount, like pretty consistently. I don't have a six pack.
Yeah.
Because that's just not my body type.
It's really hard.
It's just not my body type. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. And I accept my body type. I think I look good. I know I live healthy. I mean, I could be healthier, you know, but I know I live healthy and I know I live good and I'm okay because I'm not comparing myself out. I'm saying like, hey, I'm
just
going to work out
to
look like
this
person.
As an example. I'm not saying I want to look just like him.
I know,
example.
But I think that sometimes when you like, compare yourself to another person for your motivation. It's going to leave you unhappy.
Yeah, comparison is hard. All right, we got Amanda on the phone. She says she wants to help Porkchop, right?
Really?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So I just wanted to tell Porkchop I work for the YMCA. We have a diabetes prevention program, and it's for anyone who's like overweight, wanting to change their lifestyle. They might be at risk for developing diabetes later on in life.
Mm.
We offer like a income-based fee for that. We offer payment plans for that, and it helps you lose like weight. You kind of like track your physical activity, and it sounds like that might be a good start for you to like kind of start your journey.
You don't have to have diabetes to sign up for this, right?
No, okay. It's like diabetes prevention.
Yeah. I was making sure.
I was going to say give it 3 years and he'll
he might be on the way.
I'm just kidding.
All right, well, I think, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick to it. Liv, I'm going to take your advice first.
Yeah, you know, and I'll help you. I'm more than willing to give you as much advice as I can. I mean, I am telling you, I'm not a professional, but like I know how to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it my whole life.
I'm in there.
We're all in this together, starting with the Cycle Bar tonight.
Yes!
Let's do it!
Radio Now, it's Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye, I guess, or see you later at the very least. But don't worry, we'll be back again tomorrow. We still got a bunch of fun stuff to do today, though.
Yeah, we do.
Porkchop is going to be in a eating competition?
A wing eating contest,
ooh.
Yes. So it's at Monument Circle today from 11 to 1. Joey Chestnut's going to be there handing out free hot dogs. He's also going to be giving out, I think, some of his sauce.
Yeah.
He makes his own
sauce.
He has
sauces, yes.
Yeah.
So, all kinds of sauce.
I think the wing eating contest starts at 12:30. And you have to eat 12 wings, so it'll be over at 12:31. I'll be the winner.
Are they at 12:31?
Oh,
are they spicy wings?
We had him here earlier, and he was saying it's 12 wings, and then he has four sauces, so three of each. And I think he said
the
one of them is
spicy.
Like
it was like a tangerine.
Habanero.
Orange habanero or tangerine habanero, something like that. He said that one can get pretty spicy, which are you generally on spicy foods?
I am not a fan of spicy foods.
Oh,
yeah, I think you might really struggle there because I think here's what I think you should do.
Okay.
You should take the wing, hold it at the very bottom, submerge the whole thing in your mouth up to your fingertips, and then just bite down and suck.
Kind of scrape the wing
scrape
off?
Scrape the wing in just one bite.
And inhale it?
Yeah, literally. I think that'll work.
And that way you don't have to taste the spices, I guess. But I think the faster you do it, the less you'll even feel the spiciness.
Are you guys going to come out and support me, though?
I need a nap, so it depends how I feel after this. Part I might collapse.
How long have you known that you're doing this?
A day.
Like yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
You should have told me yesterday because I already made plans and I don't want to flake on my friend. I know I already made plans.
I want you to come film me, Liv the Web Girl.
I know. I know. I feel so bad, but I literally already made plans.
Right.
And so, but I want you to know I genuinely feel bad and I actually really want to go watch you. I think that would be so much fun. It's going to be downtown in the Circle, right?
Yes. So if anyone listening wants to come, you can't miss me. I'll be wearing my bright white Radio Now t-shirt.
Yeah.
And so that's probably not a good idea with a wing eating contest. I'm going to get wing sauce all over my white shirt.
That'll be hilarious though. But I wish I could be there. I hope that you get someone to film it and I hope that you film it and I hope you win. I think you honestly have a good shot.
Is there a prize?
Bragging rights? Do you get a belt like Joey Chestnut did?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, you would have to wear that everywhere you go.
Every single day.
You know it. Well, if I can't see you at that event, maybe I will see you later tonight.
Yeah, so I am bringing Elliot and Porkchop to the Cycle Bar event. So where I work, we're having an event like all week long. It's free classes literally all week, like all throughout the day. And I've been telling them it's such a good workout. It is such a fun environment. It's a fun workout.
And where is it
but
again?
But it's hard. It's in Trader's Point. It's the Cycle Bar in Trader's Point.
Gotcha.
And they literally are offering free classes all week. So if you like it today, you two, you guys still can go throughout the rest of the time to get as much. And they are, this is also why I want Pork Chop to go.
Uh-oh.
Because I know Pork Chop's trying to work out.
Yeah.
And right now, like Cycle Bar Trader's Point, if you go to the event, they're offering 50% off. They're already sale prices.
Whoa.
Like I'm not joking. Like, they are dirt freaking cheap right now.
Okay.
So I really want you to come. I know you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Elliot, I know you're going to love it.
Yes.
And it actually is, like, extremely affordable for you to be able to do. And I really want this because I think it can help you, like, kickstart your journey, like your health journey, getting on a healthy lifestyle.
Let go.
Yeah, after you eat a bunch of wings, we're going to go ride some bikes.
I know. See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm nervous, though, because I'm like, your stomach might be a little messed up from all that spice.
Make
sure you
time.
Take some Tums. Yeah, we're not going until the 6 o'clock class.
Okay, yeah, I'll be fine by
you'll
time.
Be fine by
you'll then. Get to use the bathroom at least 2 times.
Yeah.
All right, we will be back here tomorrow. You guys have a great rest of your day. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.